You know what kind of offended me?
What?
He goes, so I was telling him things. He goes like, what? And I go, girl, this is on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And then he goes, listen to this. And this is going to make this guy's day. This is going to be the beginning of his show next week. He goes, oh, sorry. Because of the meth, I stopped listening to all podcasts a year ago, except for Fatty.
Huh?
Yeah.
So he listens to Fatty daily. That's nice.
Look, he had to take meth to get through Big Fatty every day.
No, if you're on meth, Big Fatty still seems normal.
Yeah. He's like, ugh. At least I'm not Big Fatty, right?
That's so nice. He's always been a huge Big Fatty fan.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you're on meth, Big Fatty still seems normal.
And this is going to make this guy's day.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Zap. Episode 2955 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 28th of May 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I've got lots of Vera things that were in my archives. Be very vulgar.
I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You just heard Big Fatty Online. I'm sorry about that. And coming up next is Ramble Redhead, live on Pride 48.
And just so a brief history of my fatness, and this came directly from one of my blogs. From the time I was born through 11 years old, I was thin. And then from 12 years old through 15 years old, I was fat. And then from 16 till 31, I was bone thin because I didn't eat anything. I starved myself thin. I smoked cigarettes. I drank coffee. Then from 32 to 36, I was really fat. Really, really fat. Because I quit smoking and started eating. And then from 37 through 41, I was Nutrisystem-induced skinny because at 37, I went on Nutrisystem and I lost 70 pounds and kept it off through the time I was 41 years old. And then when I turned 42, oh, let's eat now or let's have a little of this. I started getting sloppy. And so from 42 till now, 53, I've been doing my best to ruin what I accomplished on Nutrisystem. And I've been pretty damn successful about it.
Yo, yo, hey, it's the Fonz, yo.
You know, in a couple of weeks, it's back to a shithole, which is basically how I live. You know, you look at Gucci's and I'll get back to this closet in a second. I'm digressing, you know.
What else is new?
Yes, I'm digressing. And I'm talking about now I'm going to talk about Gucci's and the master bedroom closet, which is a huge walk-in closet. And on Gucci's side, everything's hung up. All of his clothes are hung up in the nice little, the long are hanging in the long area and the short area. And all his side of the shelves, you know, are all folded. Everything's nice and everything's in the drawers. My side, everything's on the floor in an enormous pile. So some things are hanging, but most of it's on the floor where I've thrown it because I'm a pig. I don't know why I'm a pig. Hi, I'm a pig. I don't know why I'm a pig, but I'm a pig, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. I've been that way my whole life. But when I do something, I do it so obsessively, compulsively right, neurotically so. It's one of the reasons why I never get anything done, because I am obsessively, compulsively perfectionistic, and I don't start anything because I know in myself what it's going to entail to get it the way I want it.
Can you say self-destructive? Self-destructive.
My father has enormous knockers. It's disturbing. I found a hair growing out of the top of my ear. The top. And it was sunken and frightened with age and infirmity. Why is it that my mother can sit on the crapper after a great big dump and gag? Can you say perfection?
That's how they get ya. That's how they get ya.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, before you get into the celebrations of exiting the birth canal, instead of, after hearing all those things from the old gal, instead of memory lane, can we go down amnesia lane next month? Well, yes, because we need to forget some of those things. Well, it's true. Y'all, today, the 28th of May, it's a very important day. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, I've met this person on numerous occasions over in Hatlanta and at the Good Days, and y'all, just one of the sweetest people to ever meet. Y'all, I don't think I've ever seen him without a smile on his face. Big Fatty is probably he's got a butt plug. Oh, no, I don't believe I said that. Anyway, y'all, he is... the other half of Rodan, Big Fatty. Is that because Rodan's lost so much weight? No, the other half as in the homosexual lover. Oh, and y'all, it is none other than Gambit. Oh, there we love Gambit as well. I don't, like I say, I don't think I know anybody who doesn't love Gambit. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, she is my youngest daughter, Big Fatty. I didn't even know you had children. You know, I have asked the Hatterina many times if any of her children live, and she said no. Big Fatty. That's a terrible joke. It is my youngest daughter. She used to do the Kleenex cast, and y'all, I've met her several times in the Lost Wages, and y'all, I think the first time I met her was at a meet and greet in Palm Springs. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. I believe she can currently feel her face, although, y'all, I did see an adult beverage that she was drinking. Y'all, it looked like it had bugs in it. Big Fatty, y'all, it is my youngest daughter, Nessa. Oh, Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Gambit or Nessa on the 20th or the face space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, only brought you up to date on the weekend through Saturday night. Y'all, we had a nice time. The one thing I didn't tell you about Saturday evening, you know, I was on that Stick It With a Pope for just a little while, but y'all, I had already packed up my micro hoist and my mock and calendar, so y'all, I didn't have any of that in front of me. I just used the computer micro hoist to be on the little show for a little while, and y'all, then at the Dudley Do Rights, y'all, had a lovely, just a lovely evening. Y'all, it was Granny and Durwood and Nick, and Nick had a friend in from out of town, and then there was a different Ryan that was there with us on Saturday night, and y'all, he seemed to be having a gay old time. Big Freddy, did he ever? It was just a lovely, lovely evening. Y'all got home, slept like a baby, because y'all, I had washed my clothes and my sheets on Saturday, so I had clean sheet night. Y'all, woke up about 4:30 a.m. in the morning, had to tee and have a drink of water, and but went right back to sleep, and y'all, woke up about 7:45 a.m. in the morning, went out, got my final newspaper, you know, just because I've canceled the subscription, and watered the plants and got in the shower and finished
finished packing my valise and locked up the villa, and I was off. I was off to Hatlanta. Y'all, I stopped and got me a little chicken biscuit at the McDonald's and a large black Corfree. And, y'all, then I had made it through Augusta. Yes, Big Fatty, did you say hello to Aunt Chris? I did not, but hi, Aunt Chris, hi. I'll be seeing him next week. Yes, Big Fatty, and barring calamity, of course. But stopped. Y'all, have you ever heard of the Crystal? Have you ever heard of the Crystal? Some people up north, it's called the White Castle, but it's the same little square hamburgers on a steamed roll with onions and mustard and pickles. No, there's no catsup on there. Yes, because that's why you like them. Y'all, I am so old. I am so old that I can remember when you went to the Crystal. Y'all, it was an eat-in establishment. You didn't get it to go. And y'all, they served the little hamburgers and French fried potatoes on glass plates. Big Fatty, you are old. It's about as old as the old gal. Oh, no, she's significantly older. Y'all, and let me just say another thing. Y'all, there have been many people involved in this little show over the 11 years it's been going. And y'all, and it's impossible to mention everybody, but y'all, the ones that I had the most, y'all, I was just going through my computer on Saturday, and y'all, I had all these different clips from the old gal, and I'm like, why have I got this on here? And I thought, well, you know, it must be something important. So y'all, I just threw all those together. And y'all, did you notice that I used to call the old gal the Sea Hag, and even before that, she was the Vons. Yo, y'all, that's real old school. Yes, Big Fatty, not as old as her, but old school nonetheless. But anyway, y'all, and I think I've got a day that I'm gonna have clips of Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, I had a lot of clips on her too. Big Fatty, I can only imagine what those are gonna be like. Well, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. So this is a little something to look forward to. But anyway, y'all, I went to the Crystal, and I was able to get it to go. However, of course, there was one car in line at the drive-thru ahead of me, and y'all, they must have been ordering food for 200 people, because I sat in the drive, or made my order, and I sat in the line, y'all, and yeah, and all I got was three cheese crystals, and y'all, I was going to get some French fried potatoes, but y'all, they now offer the tater tots at the Crystal. Big Fatty, and it's no extra charge. You have your choice, tater tots or French fried potatoes. So I got the tater tots, and anyway, I sat in line, and y'all, I could have gone in, ordered at the counter, sat down, eaten them, taken a big dump before I got my food, waiting in the... So, you know, the drive-thru is not always a fast thing. No, Big Fatty, absolutely not. I wonder if they do the StubHub on the Crystal. I don't know if the Crystal delivers or not, but anyway... But anyway, y'all, made it to Hatlanta. Y'all, I was so tired. I was so tired on the way over. Y'all, I caught myself drifting off a little bit. But, you know, the Ruby Red has a little alarm, and it comes on. It says, driver should pull over for a break. And, it shows a little cup of coffee. And so that kind of got me... back on the road. Big Fatty, you went off the road. No, I didn't go off the road, but I was just tired. It kind of stimulated me. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything stimulating you. But y'all, I got over here, my stuff unpacked here at the Hat Cave, and y'all, then I was off to see my mother. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it, y'all. So I got over to the physical therapy facility, and y'all, she was sitting in the wheelchair in the out near the nurse's station out in the hallway, which is not unusual. And y'all, she saw me. She saw me walking up, and y'all, it was like Christmas Day. Crema Day, I'm telling you. Her face brightened up, and she got a big smile on her. Y'all, it was just wonderful. It was just, and she was like, oh, you're here. And y'all, she knew who I was and everything. And so, y'all, it was right around supper time there. So, y'all, I rolled her down to the dining room. Oh, she doesn't like the dining room so much. She goes, I don't know any of these people, and I'm thinking, well, they don't know you either. So, but anyway, just the two of us sat for supper, and y'all, she had a fish sandwich. She didn't eat the bread, but y'all, she ate 90% of the piece of fish that was on it. And this was not like a McDonald's fish patty. This was a, you know, probably an inch thick piece of fish that had been cooked and put on there. And she ate the tomato and onion that was there to dress it, and ate about, didn't eat the French fried potatoes. She's not a fan of the French fried potatoes these days, but then ate about half of her cup of fruit cocktail for dessert. And y'all, we went back down to her room and caught up a little bit, and y'all had to explain things to her a few times, but you know, that's kind of the way it is. But y'all, about 7 p.m. in the evening, she was ready to get in her hospital gown and get in the bed, so I said my goodbyes and brought her dirty clothes back here to the Hat Cave and put them in the washing machine. Yes, Big Freddy! So, y'all, with all that explanation, y'all, she seems to be eating better. And, y'all, she was feeding herself and everything. So, that's super, as far as I'm concerned. And, y'all, you know, the last time I told you, they said that she had lost 10 pounds down to 92 pounds. Y'all, I didn't see it. And I think I would have noticed it. She did. I think they just had an incorrect weighing. And, you know, Granny had said that sometimes that happens. So I think there may have been an incorrect weighing when they said she was down to 92 pounds. Because, like I say, I didn't see it. Y'all, after got back here to the Hat Cave, my youngest brother and sister-in-law came over. Here's my youngest brother's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it was his steak sauce birthday. Big Freddy, what the hell does that mean? Y'all, on his card, I said, Happy Heinz birthday, Heinz steak sauce birthday, y'all, because he's 57. It's his 57th. Big Freddy. And y'all, we went and had supper, took him to supper, and we went to a place, a seafood place that was known for their chowder. Of course, they were out of crab, they were out of lobster, they were out of clams, and so, you know, we had some clam chowder, they had clam chowder, but a wedge solid, y'all. Durwood would have discharged in his underpants. There was so much blue cheese on it, fatty. And y'all, then I came back and y'all slept like a baby. And y'all, that pretty much finally sums up the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, Big Freddy, you didn't wait for the music to end, I know. Y'all, you know, last time I was... Oh, I guess, y'all, last time I was over here, I bought a box at the Sam's Club of the Kit Kat ice cream cone. So, y'all, we had a little Kit Kat ice cream cone after our supper. That was the birthday dessert. Big Freddy, y'all, we told him at the restaurant it was my brother's birthday, and they said, oh, how about a free dessert? And he's like, no, I don't really eat desserts. And they said, well, okay, we'll take your beer off of your ticket for your birthday. And so, y'all, there you go. Y'all, at the beginning, beginning of today's little show. You heard the kids from over there at the catching up, and y'all, Joe and Mike, what did you think of today's little show?
If you're on meth, Big Fatty still seems normal.
And this is going to make this guy's day.
Oh, Big Fatty, it did make your day. It probably made Joe Zubia's also.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.